coming up.
Uber Rush makes big promises, but can it deliver?
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. If you're an Uber user in Chicago and San Francisco and you start to feel a little peckish, there's good news. You can now use the same service to order some food. Local businesses can opt in to be included in this test program for now in what's being called Uber Rush. Joining the Tech News Briefing now is Wall Street Journal tech reporter Douglas McMillan. Welcome, Douglas.
Thanks for having me.
So what was the genesis of Uber Rush? I understand it started in New York and now it's kind of making its way, but can you break down how this whole initiative started?
So this is really a goal that this company has had from very early on. It's a five-year-old company, but from almost the very beginning, the CEO, Travis Kalanick, has envisioned using this company's kind of network of drivers. You know, they have thousands of drivers crisscrossing cities all over the world. He's kind of, you know, openly thought about, you know, could we use those drivers to deliver something other than just people? Could we use those same drivers and the same kind of smartphone connected logistics network to deliver packages and goods and hot meals and other stuff? So we've kind of seen this roll out in phases. There's been a lot of testing and a lot of experimenting. It started in New York about a year ago, something called Uber Rush, which is basically just a kind of a courier service. And now the news this week is that they're expanding Uber Rush, this courier service, to San Francisco and Chicago.
And the strategy is interesting here. Instead of pairing with big retail companies, it seems to be counting on getting that business via mom-and-pop shops, small businesses. What's behind the strategy here?
Yeah, it's a strategy I think that they're using out of necessity. They actually failed to partner with large retailers. They tried and failed to partner with Apple to be kind of the main delivery partner to, you know, if you're ordering a MacBook from the Apple store across town to have that delivered to you. They tried and failed to get that partnership. That partnership went to a competing startup called Postmates. And then they also lost out on partnerships with Starbucks and with the burrito place Chipotle, also to Postmates. So I think a little bit out of necessity, they are having to kind of go back to the drawing board and come up with a new strategy. And that strategy has been to partner with lots of little mom and pop stores. So basically, when you order, something small as a bouquet of flowers from a flower shop, you call up that flower shop and you say, "I want to have it delivered to, you know, my office this afternoon." That merchant can then plug into a very simple online form your contact information, your delivery information, and then just like you order an Uber car, have a courier show up at the flower shop, pick up the order, and then take it to you for a delivery fee of $5 to $7.
So given where the strategy stands, where the competition stands, do you feel like there is potential for growth here? Can this become the norm outside of those three major cities?
Yeah, so the potential to expand is even greater when you're focused on a lot of these small businesses are all everywhere in a lot of cities all around the world. And a lot of them don't really have the capability to deliver things. I mean, you could argue that they don't really know that they want that or need that, and potentially Uber will have to go and create this market and convince these mom-and-pop shop owners that, you know, their customers want something delivered to them across town. But I think that's the bet they're making. A lot of people, especially in urban centers, are starting to go to this idea of on-demand and having a lot of things just kind of delivered to them on-demand. So, you know, perhaps over time this trend could benefit Uber, as much as it has a lot of other startups such as Postmates.
Douglas McMillan, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you.
According to Uber, there are thousands of merchants in New York City that have integrated Uber Rush with great success. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember to check us out at wsj.com/podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @WSJPodcasts. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.